Monday, which is good because if it were not Monday, we couldn't have our guest here because we're in the Napa Auto Parts studios. We're joined by the very fine actor, Drew Powell. Drew can't be here on Thursdays anymore because that's when he has to work.
He's an actor.
Right.
Gotham.
We shoot for 1 hour on Thursday.
You mean it's not live?
You mean as we're doing it, it's spilling into people's houses?
And then it airs that evening.
That's right.
Amazing.
Here's something that no one's going to like.
Wait a minute. Before you say, I just need to tell you this.
Yes, sir.
You asked the question, and I got the response from my buddy Jared in the other room. We had a line in our fight song.
Oh, I asked if you remembered your high school fight song.
I do remember there was a line that said, "Our team is the best in the state. We're also quite good at debate."
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
God, that's wonderful. It's so awful.
It's so bad.
Does it include every other activity at the school?
That's a nice shout out to the debate team.
To the debate team,
get
some
love.
My fight song is very violent. Fight, fight, fight for victory. We're going to fight and never give in.
Ooh.
Beat, beat, beat the enemy.
The enemy.
Whoa. The enemy.
Now, Josh, I'll brag on you a little bit. You were part of the male chorale at your high school. Is that correct?
No, I was in the show choir. It was co-ed.
The show choir.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, men and
the
women.
Show choir.
Uh-huh. And what was dancing, did you guys do your high school fight song?
I don't think we had a fight song.
What?
I really don't.
Well, did you have a
sports
team? I was part of the first
graduating class. Coffee clutch song? I mean,
I really don't think there was a fight song at all.
Come on. You have to have a fight song.
Christy?
I'm looking mine up because I remember my middle school.
Why don't you people remember your high school fight song?
Oh, here we go.
I can remember my elementary
Davis,
school fight
my
song.
My lover, yes, we do. Yes. Here's
my
to all
lover,
the students.
What?
Love her. We love our school. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess I could look it up online.
That's not right. How could
Davis,
you not know it?
Well, again, it was brand new. I was in the first graduating class. Maybe they just hadn't gotten around to writing it yet.
Well, ours was clearly written in 1940. there's a line in there that's like, Oski, wow, wow. And Oski, I think, is an interception. Oski is a thing.
Really?
I don't know what it is, but yeah.
Well, and if you've noticed, almost all fight songs, there's only like three melodies. So everybody's fight song sounds the same.
That's
it's
right.
Just the words are different.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So they can't do the instrumental or both sides of the stadium.
Exactly.
And out-sing each other. And that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're onto something.
Davis, we're all for you.
Here's one of the worst high school fight songs in the world, according to Google. It's for Lake Zurich High School in Lake Zurich, Illinois. I don't know the tune, but the words are, "We're loyal to you, Zurich High. We're white and we're blue, Zurich High. We'll back you to stand against the best in the land, for we know you have sand."
What?
Yes, yeah. Sand. Zurich High, rah, rah. So bat out that ball, Zurich High. We're backing you all.
I don't get the sand thing.
I don't either.
Well,
Rockwood
Summit in Fenton, Missouri certainly does have a fight song now.
Oh, wow.
"We're the mighty Falcons soaring high above
mighty
the
ground." What?
Falcons.
Falcons.
Oh, sorry.
They're Falcons soaring. Can you hear them?
That's a little harsh.
Pay attention.
It's only two short verses.
Yeah, they usually are.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, well.
Not around when I was there.
Were you in the choir when you were?
Yeah, I was.
For those of you that can't see you, which would be pretty much everybody, Drew Powell looks like he should be the captain of the football team.
Thank you.
And you could...
I got to tell you, I was at an NFL game yesterday, and that's the only time I ever feel small. Those dudes are big.
And fast.
And so fast.
Yeah, but the camera, we could... You know,
well, yeah.
We could make... Just, you'd stand on it. You're not short. What are you, 6'2"?
6'3".
6'3", there you go.
Depending on my shoes.
And you've been working out like crazy. What's this all about?
Is this
on orders of the boss at work?
Well, you know, it's the great motivator is... So when we first see you, you're going to be mostly naked.
Oh. Oh, dear.
So exactly. Whoa. Ladies, tune in. Look, so at the end of last...
Your show premieres Thursday.
This Thursday.
Are you naked in the first episode?
No, I'm... You got to wait for that. You got to tease that out a little bit.
Sure.
But have you filmed it yet?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So I had about 7 weeks from the time that we... figured out what was going on to the first day of shooting that scene. And so I had seven weeks to get
Did you have to make your own cod piece, or do they?
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
I'm just, there's a joke there somewhere. There wasn't enough lumber in Brooklyn. Something like that. See, never mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But no, it was actually, to be honest with you, one of the hardest things I've had to do in my career, because it's, you know, it's, I like to eat, A. And B, you know, when you've got something that is iconic, it's common knowledge that I'm now going to be playing Solomon Grundy, who is a DC Universe character. First came to the comics in 1944.
Oh, I didn't know that.
In the Green Lantern comics. And so he's been around a long time, and he's a great, he's kind of like the DC Universe's Hulk. He's kind of like a Hulk light. He's this zombie character that comes out of Slaughter Swamp outside of Gotham. And so it's really exciting. It's a total transition for my character, and it's been a blast. It's a lot of makeup.
A lot better than being killed off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot better.
Oh, yeah.
That worry.
Now he's a zombie, so you can't.
Yeah.
Now you can't. Exactly. Talk about job security.
Yeah. Talk about
how many hours to get all the makeup put on.
So when we did the full body, it was like 5 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. All up. The correct answer is, well, just the prosthetic.
Are we back to the cop
primarily
piece?
Nude. We had a four and a half hours of the dressing of the.
Yeah, well, you had to put up the scaffolding. That took.
Yeah, there you go. See, right there.
That took a couple hours.
Drew Powell is our guest. The show is Gotham now on Thursday nights on Fox. Did you watch the Emmys last night?
I did. That's why I look so tired. I watched it to the bitter end. Now, I've been around the business long enough now that it's like half of them are my buddies.
Sure.
Like my buddy Alexander Skarsgård won last night.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats to
him. Skarsgård's family is having a good year.
Oh, yeah. My goodness gracious.
Yeah, between that and it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I met Bill recently, maybe about 3 months ago, and we went out on the town in New York. The sweetest guy. And Alex is the sweetest guy, but Bill is like this cherub-faced, sweet dude. And I said, so what do you got coming up? Because I didn't know he was the clown in it. He's like, oh, I've got this, you know, remember the Stephen King book? I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah, it's basically me and a whole bunch of kids, and I'm scaring the crap out of them. I didn't know it was going to be that, though.
Yeah.
And Chick McGee, your review of it, you saw
it. Love it!
Saw it over the weekend.
Love it. Loved every minute of it.
And he's already signed on for the sequel.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
God bless him.
So he doesn't get killed in it, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
May or may not. I'm sure he can find his way back. Pennywise can find his way back.
He turns into a zombie.
Scary, yeah.
You know, it's not a
zombie
real
clown.
Person. Never mind.
Okay. I haven't seen it yet.
Hard to explain to you that, no, I want you to go. You and I will go see that movie.
It is
together.
A fun movie.
I can go this weekend.
It's cool. It's a cool flick.
Maybe. We'll see. Can't really commit right now.
The lady and the kids out of town?
No. Oh. She won't go see it, so that's the problem. Did your wife like scary movies, Drew?
No. Yeah. Although she ends up, like, you know what she loves is Black Mirror. But the problem is she likes to watch, do you have this problem? She likes to watch TV or movies, and then she falls asleep. I can't. If it's on, I cannot fall asleep, and I have to watch it to the end.
Reverse mm-hmm. that totally.
Yeah. Okay.
Fall asleep no matter what because I'm getting up at 3 a.m.
Right, fair enough.
Yeah, so that's the complete reversal.
Of course, sir, if you don't know, Tom hasn't made any money since 1986.
He hasn't slept since.
Gets up before he goes to bed. He gets out, goes out, and he licks the road for his breakfast.
He licks the road.
It's a horrible existence. I don't know why he puts up with it. But somehow he makes it in here to entertain all of us and not hold it over any of our heads. So thank you, Tom.
I go to bed early. Sue me, okay?
No, you say you don't get any sleep. You can't go to bed early.
Why would we sue you when we're not going to get anything out of it?
That's true.
Money to offer.
That's right. You don't have any money. You're penniless.
This is not a gripe. It's just a fact. Watching the Emmys now, it's impossible to have watched every show.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's always been impossible to watch every show.
But, I mean, now it's... I've never even heard of the show that won Best
The Handmaid's Drama. Tale. Best, yeah.
You ever watch it?
Yeah.
Best drama series.
I have not, but
Do you even know what channel it's on?
I was aware of it, yes.
Hulu.
Okay, nevertheless, my point, I think, is valid, that I think 99% of the people watching have never seen the show.
You're being a child. Okay.
Veep won. Are you happy about that?
Love that show.
Okay, there you go.
Did it win Best Comedy?
Yes, it did.
Boy, this past season was... Yeah. Amazing.
And they only have one more season. This will be it.
Yeah. You think you're going to end with an assassination or something?
Well, we'll have to wait and see.
450 scripted shows, though. I mean, to your point.
Yeah.
It's crazy, yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
It is, actually.
Come on, baby.
For him.
Boy, they're making a lot of shows.
Let's go.
They sure are.
Keep it going.
Yes,
I got a hiatus coming up.
Drew is right. It's absolutely great.
And if they ever do, Drew Powell, he is an actor. You've probably seen him on Gotham. He'll be working Thursday nights now on Fox. And as you said, the new season, you've got a whole transition. You are, although you are featured naked in the...
Not fully.
We're not HBO. Yeah.
You're emerging from the swamp. Is that what's happening?
Slaughter Swamp.
Uh-huh. So, does your character, do you have to be in this makeup now all season, or is that just during the...
Yeah. Well, it's the textbook, be careful what you wish for, situation. Especially because I'm kind of an ADD guy anyway, so like to sit there, now we've got it down to like 2.5 hours.
Oh,
but like
God.
It's a wig, it's a thing, and they started out using spray tanners. Because they needed something heavy duty that could really, and now they use rollers, literally.
Wow.
Paint rollers.
Yikes.
They put it on with paint rollers.
So it's like the lunch lady at my high school.
Huh. That's great for your self-esteem, isn't it?
I feel like a shed.
Yeah. Wait till we have a break. Thank you very much. Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom news desk.
You scared me.
What else have you got over there?
A Financial Times journalist was killed by a crocodile while reportedly relieving himself in a lagoon in Sri Lanka.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
What did we learn here? Don't do that. 25-year-old Paul McLean of Surrey was vacationing with friends.
Was.
When he wandered away from a group to find a bathroom when he was attacked.
Ugh.
According to
their signs?
Safa Surf School owner Fawas Lafir.
So your reasoning is, if I go into a swamp and there aren't any signs telling me that there are, beware of the alligators, I'm going to go ahead and mess with the swamp?
The guy's at a surfing school. There must be a river right next to
A local fisherman witnessed a man being dragged into a river. A Scottish tourist who wished to remain anonymous claimed, quote,
"Aye."
A British tourist went to relieve himself next to a crocodile-infested lagoon when he was grabbed under.
Oh, man.
Sri Lankan police and the army are said to be searching the shore and the surrounding area for his body. All right, great.
Okay, good. Go out and make it a great day.
Yeah, that's rough.
Man. Oh, God. A crocodile.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes. Mm. Again, wouldn't there be signs in every language saying
no, that? I don't think so.
Wouldn't there be a urinal somewhere?
Every lake in Florida doesn't have alligator signs, do they?
Okay,
no.
Okay.
So did the alligator eat him because he was relieving himself, or he was?
Yeah, never. I mean, the old saying, yeah. never pee in a crocodile pond.
You can't pee in a crocodile pond. You can't go bathroom in a crocodile pond. You can't piss in a crocodile pond.
So technically,
be happy if you want to.
Oski.
The croc won the sword fight.
You can't take a dump in a crocodile pond.
I don't think he was taking a dump.
I bet he was.
I bet he was.
I bet he was about 30 seconds in.
Yeah.
You can be happy if you want to.
Okay, I'm sorry, Christy.
Oh, they did find his body.
Oh, they did?
Oh, yes.
That's
yeah,
great.
It took a day, but
what's,
they did.
What's Lacoste?
Well, like, no,
after you eat, it usually does take a day.
You know, he got eaten. He was eaten by a crocodile, but thankfully they found his body. How does that make it better?
What's Lacoste of sending it home?
Oh, man. Oh.
Little fashion joke there.
Oh,
slow clap.
Wow.
Sorry, back to you.
Alligator costs.
A sign language interpreter warned Floridians about pizza and monsters during an emergency briefing for Hurricane Irma.
God, I was wondering about that, watching all that coverage. You have to wonder, are the people up there, do they know what they're doing? Because they have a shortage of people that do the interpreting. I have a question, though. Why do they need those people when they have closed captioning?
For the deaf people who were in attendance.
They were killing it, though.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They were, like, a lot of emotion, and, they were...
Yeah, that's part of the gig, yeah.
According to the Daily Moth, Marshall Green, a Manatee County lifeguard who has a deaf brother, was used as an interpreter for a September 8th conference regarding the incoming storm.
Well, that's like saying, hey, my brother's a lawyer. I'll handle your divorce for you.
No,
I think he can. He's been around this boy all his life.
Well, how come he did such a terrible job then?
You know, nerves. Once upon a time on the comedy tour, hosting the comedy shows, we had an interpreter.
Mm-hmm.
Sure,
and
yeah.
And this is, because I started, I wonder what,
I mean, the universal, saying, the universal sign for
that's right.
Self
sign
pleasure.
Language for self pleasure.
Is the hand
this.
Up and down on the broomstick?
That's what
handle?
It is. All right.
So nice. A couple times this guy accidentally signed the wrong things.
He's a couple just, times.
He's the Sergio Dip of hand, you know, of American signs.
Never
Sergio.
Thought I'd hear about him again.
Oh, jeez.
Well, it's just because he was probably nervous. He,
yeah, members of the deaf community said Green mostly signed gibberish referencing pizza monsters and using the phrase, help you at that time to use all bear right. Big
on
during
behalf,
the event.
On what? Behalf of the Bob and Tom Show, I think we should issue the deaf community a an apology.
Yeah.
We're sorry!
Oh, that's subtle.
The great Garrett Morris, we hardly knew you.
That's the news, and have a pleasant tomorrow.
Green was asked to interpret during the conference rather than have no one there signing. However, apparently he didn't know exactly.
Oh, so this guy may have not just messed up a few times. It may have been terrible.
He said there were monsters coming.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'll get
monster.
People moving.
I guess.
A monster of a hurricane.
Monster hurricane. That's just didn't you, the translation, I guess.
It says here, he said, monsters help you. This is, he did a terrible job. So I again.
That's a shame. That is a shame.
I thought all they needed was the closed captioning. But this is so for the people in attendance?
Yeah.
Okay. Watch the monitor.
If you're sitting in a crowd, you don't
no,
know.
But this is the governor doing it at a like a hotel lobby
right.
having does a press conference.
Does everyone have closed captioning on their TVs now?
Yes.
I would think. I think it's you have to, right?
Yeah, and you and if you, and the TV stations have to have it during emergencies. If they don't, they get fined thousands upon thousands of dollars.
Mm. Well, of course,
any
they
kind
should.
Of any kind of emergency, it has to be on the closed captioning.
Yeah,
it's like $50,000 a minute or some crazy thing.
I like to use the closed captioning when I watch my favorite show so I don't miss a word.
I have to use
me
it.
Me too.
Hard Knocks
See,
is
I,
one.
I got in trouble because I was saying on the show Ozark, I have to have it on because I can't understand. The old guy never moves his mouth.
he never moves his mouth.
Can't yeah. understand. I'll get
now,
the
which is more
started.
Likely? They hired an actor who can't move his mouth. Or Tom just has trouble understanding what he's saying.
Well, in
which
Tom's defense,
more
a lot of people had trouble
well,
with him.
I just Googled,
we found out. Yeah.
I Googled that guy.
Shut up, Josh.
I Googled that guy's name, and the first thing was there was a huge thing. Why can't I understand a word this guy's saying?
Are we talking about the Harris Yulin? Or which guy? I'm only halfway through that season.
The old guy that serves the lemonade and kills people that owns the...
spoiler alert.
What are you doing?
Tom doesn't care.
Come on, man.
You did it right to his face.
Yeah, no, he doesn't.
I swear to God.
I mean, Drew even prefaced it with, I'm only like halfway through.
Exactly.
They don't even show up until like halfway through.
Oh, I thought he killed the guy like episode 4.
Come on.
Oh,
man.
My buddy's on that show, and even he didn't spoil it for me.
Which buddy? Who is it?
He plays the brother with the big bushy beard.
That
Markman
guy's great.
Shaka.
Oh, my
he's
God.
Good
yeah,
buddy
he's
great. Of mine.
Yeah. He's great. I'm not going to say anything more. He's great.
See, by even saying I'm not going to say anything more.
What does that imply?
It implies
that
something.
It implies he's electrocuted, okay? That's what that implies.
Wrong method.
Yeah, I did know that he. I
he's
did know,
he's
I
not
did
in,
know the end.
He's not going to be in season 2.
Yeah, I did know that
see,
part.
See, this is the joy of Netflix shows is that you know they're going to be there, so you don't have to watch them right away.
That's
plenty
right.
of people
that's
that
right.
is a good point.
Are right. punching their radio.
Yes.
I am sorry, Rosebud was
in lieu
sled.
Of punching you.
You.
Right, well, right.
No, your buddy, he is one
and
of the
Rosebud
finest.
Rosebud wasn't a sled, if he's, you know anything about anything.
He's great in that movie. He's great in that show.
I'm going to tell him. I'm going to text him
oh,
right
he's
now.
He's great.
Yeah, he's
in that
absolutely
show.
Mark, terrific. Yes.
He is scary. Really he is guy. Scary from
what's
the
his name? Let's give
first
him a
2 minutes he's on.
Mark Menchaca.
Mark Menchaca.
Man, he's good.
Yeah.
Have you been anything with him on in the small screen, big screen?
We did a movie in Indiana together at my alma mater, DePaul University, and that's how we met. And
oh,
it's
animal,
called
animal
Reparation.
House, Animal House 4?
Animal House 4.
No, you're not helping.
I know.
He's,
I'm sorry.
He is terrific.
I thought we were supposed to laugh this
he's
morning.
He's scary in that movie. Now, let's move on. We have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. Our
it
guest
was
is,
scary.
Is actor Drew Powell. Gotham on Fox, moving to Thursdays.
You're just as bad.
Yes,
have you done any live conventions of any kind lately?
I did one just on Saturday before I came here.
No kidding.
Yeah, in New Jersey.
How'd it go?
They're great. I got to tell you. Okay. So
do you have a picture you sign or something?
Yeah. You basically sit, myself and all the other actors that mm-hmm. are there, you sit down and you have pictures and people come up and they either want an actual autographed picture or they want a selfie. Anymore, selfie is the way to go. That's what they want.
Sure.
They want
yeah,
the picture.
Sure.
And but really what they want is an opportunity just to, like to have some time to chat because they love the show. And I thought it was weird at first. I'm like, what do you mean? I would do this for free in the airport. Why am I going to go and charge people? And then somebody told me, and correctly, that, no, this is a chance for people to, like, feel okay, not feel bad, to interrupt you. Like, this is, they're buying their ticket, and they can talk to you.
They want their Drew Powell moment.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I put it that way, but yeah, and I get a lot out of it. It's really cool because people have very, very, I mean, and it's great that people have opinions on the show. That means people care and people are watching. And
Do you find that they know more about the show than you do sometimes?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah, and remember things that I don't know, and yeah, and almost exclusively they're very sweet and kind and you know, only slightly weird, and that's like just like me, so it's perfect. And it's also like families, like they'll come and the grandma watches with the mom with the grandkids, and you know, like a lot of them come in costume of I didn't have a ton of butch people dressing up, but there was a Solomon Grundy this weekend.
Nice. Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
There's a great photo of you on Instagram posing with a kid dressed as the Predator.
Oh, that kid was incredible. I mean, it was like to the T. I mean, he had the dread looking things.
Yeah.
This is cosplay, Tom.
You're aware of cosplay, yeah. Of course.
He's probably getting more selfies than some of you guys.
Oh, definitely. No question.
Yeah. Hey.
I stopped him and said, I need a picture with you. So I gave my phone to his mother.
That's a switch.
That's awesome.
Yep.
I've heard the key to those conventions is when you take photos with people, except you put your arm around them as opposed to having all those people putting their arms around you.
Yeah. I don't know if I should say this or not, but there is a term that floats around called fan butter.
Fan butter?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, because, you know, people get nervous and they're sweaty. And
sure.
They've been standing in line.
Let's put it this way. I'm really glad that I'm tall because all of my actor friends that are short, if you smell their shoulder
exactly.
By the end of the night, it's not pretty.
Just an oleo of armpits.
Small price to pay for good fun.
I like the oleo of armpits, by the way. That went unnoticed by everybody else. Oh, congratulations. Nice joke. Nice variation on fan butter. Fan butter, that is so disgusting.
And you're welcome.
God, that's the second new...
Enjoy your breakfast, everybody.
Second new word I've learned in a week.
Here's the...
Do you know what...
Picture he's referencing.
Oh, that's... let's see the guy. Oh, my God, that is amazing.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
Yeah, I learned the term waffle belly.
What?
Last week, which I'm not aware of this.
Oh, yes, you were absent. This is a great term.
What's the waffle belly?
I've never heard this before.
Try to see if you can guess it. In the world of... I don't know how to hockey.
Well, in the world of stand-up comedy, there are some female groupies. You may have heard the term chuckle
blankers.
Rhymes with...
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Every endeavor has its groupies.
Like truckers have lot lizards.
Right. Apparently Navy SEALs have...
Lot lizards.
Frogs.
Waffle belly is a type of groupie. Can you... what activity would a groupie be attracted to?
Has a waffle belly.
Waffle belly. I never would have guessed that either.
They like... waffles?
That's a fine guess. I mean, why wouldn't that be?
People that work at Denny's?
I was going to say Waffle House.
That's another good
Waffle House. Oh, that's way better.
Good old
that's
Waffle
why I don't do this
House.
For a living.
These ladies, their bellies would resemble a waffle because...
This is a tough guess.
Yeah, I never would have gotten it. It's race driver groupies.
Leaning against the
fence? They're up against the fence.
Oh. They're pressing themselves up against the fence.
So they call them waffle bellies.
I thought I'd heard fence huggers, but...
Well, I'm sure there's more than a few.
Wow.
So there you go.
I'm going to ask my buddy Simon about that, if he knows anything about... What do you call them? Waffle hoppers?
Waffle bellies.
Waffle bellies. They're up against the fence.
Waffle.
Simon had a big win yesterday in Sonoma. Yeah. Congratulations on that.
Absolutely. I missed the first half of the Emmys for that.
Yeah.
For him.
Now, we have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. We're hanging out with Drew Powell from the Fox television show Gotham. Once again, Drew has to work on Thursday nights now.
And that's right. 8 p.m.
Season premieres this Thursday.
That's right.
Yes, that's right, Tom. 8 all o'clock. Television is live.
Man, can't wait for this show to get started again.
I know you, incredible dick. I am just trying to make it funny.
I was doing it earlier, and I got no support.
Are you a binge watcher? Are you binge watching?
I'm binge watching. Yes.
You do binge watch?
I binge watch everything.
Well, it could be killing you.
You have great taste, Chuck. Who's Chuck?
Well, sure.
Thank you, Drew. You just made my week.
And it's only
Christy,
Monday.
Christy, why does Chick hate it when you call him Chuck?
Because his mother used to call him Chuck.
And how does she sound? Said it, I didn't flinch.
How does she sound?
Chucky, bring Mama her smokes.
I'm going to take you out in front of this building and place your jaw on one of those concrete steps and curb stomp you. What do you think of that?
Well, you
can help you.
You've thought about
that. Isn't that something your mom would do to
you? Oh, I thought about it.
Oh, Lord help us. I'm sorry, Chick.
Chick. Did I tell you that story on the air? I've got to put that picture up of at least me. I don't know if I want to put the picture
what
up
story?
Of
that,
those two, but it's a picture of me and my mom and my dad.
Yeah.
My oldest daughter found it, and I'm like 13.
Oh, is that the one where you have two black eyes?
Oh, jeez.
Nice. What is happening?
No, but to add to that,
wow.
We're sitting on
like
a sofa.
Mom holding the bowl cue.
We're sitting.
We should explain.
Everyone
can
having
I,
a good
we have
time.
A guest in the...
My
Chuck
mother
here.
Was very physical with her love.
He has a famous story about he has a famous story about being hit by a pool cue.
Oh,
although I like to point
the
out
the child corner pocket. The
before she did it, she took it out of the case and screwed it together.
Anyway,
he had to watch.
And I'd forgotten about it, but there was this picture, and my mother hung pictures really high, like.
Not eye level.
Not
but
eye
high.
Level, like hot.
Almost like headshots
why.
In a comedy club.
Yeah.
Right up there.
And it was a picture of this little cartoon girl in a little pink dress. And she always, my mom would say, that's the daughter I never had.
Oh, oh is it true?
Oh, my.
That's, all of this is true.
What in the world?
That explains a lot about poor Chick now, doesn't it?
And feel bad about calling him Chuck?
Yeah, I know. Jesus.
This is what you arrive at. Hi.
We'll come back with more comedy and less
back?
Sorrow.
Yeah, jeez. I'm going to go give Chick a hug now.
Yeah, I think I've got to...
this will make you feel better.
Just
phone.
Move in slowly, otherwise he flinches.
Now, Drew.
Because he was abused.
As an actor, Drew, your real name is Drew Powell.
Yeah.
That's your actual
well, Andrew,
name.
Andrew. Yeah, Andrew is
but I mean, yeah, not
Andrew.
Yeah,
now, Andrew.
Chick, your first name on the radio was?
Chuck.
Chuck what?
Michaels.
And Chuck how do you spell Michaels. It?
Well, I was extreme, Drew. You'll love this. I spelled Michaels, M-I-K-E-L-Z.
What?
Yeah. I still think that's cool. I don't know why you think it's funny.
It's very good.
It's very cool.
It is less sorrow than an S.
Yes.
Michaels.
What? No, I was extreme.
Coming from the chief.
It does sound a little. It sounds
Tom was the chief on the radio when he started.
That's
oh,
because
that the, makes so much
that's
sense.
Because the station was so,
so
bad.
Sense.
I didn't want anyone to associate. Although, if you look for him in this first episode, you may find yourself coming up short. I don't want to give anything away.
Yeah.
But you just did.
No, not necessarily. He did. Let's get back to the action here.
You are amazing.
Thank you. We have
just sit and watch you and your mind. It's like five or six car wrecks at
we
the
have
same
a,
time.
A special treat coming up.
We do?
Mm-hmm. Drew's going to get to do something he doesn't ordinarily get to do.
It's Monday. I bet I know what this is.
I don't know what this is.
Oh, you'll be very surprised. It'll be fun.
It's going to be great.
Do you have anything else over there at the news desk, Christy Lee?
Yes, I was talking about how binge-watching could be killing you. Excessive hours of sitting to watch TV has been linked to an increased risk of dying from inflammatory diseases like Alzheimer's and diabetes. The study of more than 8,900 adults published in the Journal of Medicine and Science in Sports and Exercise...
Well, which is it?
In Sports and Exercise.
Found each additional hour of TV viewing was associated with a 12% increased risk of inflammatory-related death.
Sorry, I can't hear the rest of that. I'm sitting right here. Study shows that listening to the radio will make your brain bleed.
Those who spent more than 4 hours a day watching TV were at greater risk. I did this story because I was...
You know why she did this story? Because she didn't watch TV. She's one of those people, I don't even know where my TV is.
I know where my TV is.
I don't watch it very much, though. I'm super busy.
I am.
See? I'm just too busy.
She's too busy
What'd
reading.
What'd you do yesterday?
I watched football like an
All
American.
All day,
yeah,
right?
Damn right. And somebody knocked on my door at 4:35 on a Sunday.
Were they delivering something?
He wanted to sell me something.
Boy Scouts? It was Boy Scouts.
Nope. I opened the door and I said, NFL Sunday. Sorry, dude. Shut the door.
What
Boy
were
Scouts
selling?
Came to my That's door. Great. I bought popcorn.
I
it was
don't
a nice
know.
Thing.
You had $75 on you?
It was $20.
Yeah, for a 4 ounce bag. I love the Boy Scouts, but come on.
Inflation.
When your popcorn costs are more than a movie theater's.
So this is going really well. This break. I'm just sitting back and enjoying it myself.
Can we?
Was a nice
take
little boy.
Any of this part back?
But that during the that surprises me.
Who sends somebody to your door on a Sunday? Sunday after late afternoon in the fall? More or less.
This is why you need to live in a gated community.
Oh, jeez. Preferably an electrified gated community.
Yes. All the better.
Can you put up a gate?
I had a very nice conversation with this little young man, Luke. He was very sweet. Yes.
That's why I don't have time to watch TV. I'm talking with children.
I was doing laundry and going to the grocery store.
And helping them, you know.
Yeah. Well,
they're learning from my experience.
So if what you're saying is you're not supposed to watch more than 4 hours without getting up and walking around.
Exactly. Just don't sit for a long period of time.
Yeah, that's
fair.
If you want to watch Drew's show.
Why drag TV into it?
If you want to watch Drew Powell's show, Gotham, Thursday nights on the Fox Network, it's not going to take you 4 hours.
No.
Unless
no.
you're like no. really dumb and have to keep rewinding it.
And if you are binging it, you can also, look, I know who's saying this, by the way. You can do that on the treadmill with your iPad.
Yes. Yeah.
There are ways around
sure.
this. Now, I don't view television that way.
Certainly, because that's the way God intended.
Yeah. These stats, read the statistic again. I think this is a little bit inflated. What was the increase now?
It said if each additional hour of TV viewing associated with a 12% increased risk of inflammatory-related death.
Is that an hour know, per day or per...
It doesn't... It just says more than...
Inflammatory.
I don't know.
So what they're saying is the major causes of deaths are like heart disease, cancer, and Netflix.
And Netflix.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah. There you go.
I did watch the first season of Game of Thrones on the treadmill, and something gets lost there, I will say. Because I was like, meh. And everybody's like, that's the greatest show in the world.
God, I'm with you. I can't watch on that one. I hate the treadmill anyway, but if I'm trying to watch anything, it's impossible.
No kidding. I actually do pretty well.
Because I can't,
really?
You know,
oh,
but you know me well, and I cannot multitask at all.
But that's just walking and looking at something.
I famously flew off the treadmill.
Watching TV?
Not paying attention. That was a good scene.
I don't know how much I would pay to see a video of him flying off a treadmill, but it'd be a lot.
Yeah.
I went because I was trying to go pretty quick. I flew off the thing, and then of course, and I had the headphones on, which made
jerks.
Yeah, so I was practically hanged.
Those videos never cease to make me laugh.
There has to be security video of that.
I don't know. Then two people.
Now here's a guy who's on the treadmill, and
it hurt too.
It
hurt.
Good.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, but I can see that watching TV on the treadmill. Plus, you associate stuff with what you're doing.
Yeah, that's true. No, I can watch stuff, but it's got to be the right thing. Like, I love that All or Nothing on Amazon Prime. I know you watch that chick.
Oh, no, I don't. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Is this Steve Buscemi? Like who is it?
No, it's a season-long Hard Knocks. It's the way they
Yes, I do watch that. Yeah. Yes. I started the second season with the Rams.
Yeah, didn't you say you were liking it more than Hard Knocks?
Because it's a season, and everything counts. And they had Jeff Fisher getting fired by the Rams.
Oh,
and,
poor Jeff Fisher.
Yeah, it's a shame. And
Christy's got a crush.
Once again, Christy bases it on who's the most handsome. Who's currently the most handsome player on the NFL, Christy?
Oh, my God. We talked about this on Friday.
Limit it to quarterbacks.
It's, what's his name? Derek?
Andy Dalton.
Not Andy Dalton.
You don't like the hair?
If you like your human beings on fire.
I'm not.
Hey, flame brain.
I like redheads. It's just
he's very handsome.
Particularly.
Who, Andy Dalton?
No, I had a conversation.
He's not. No.
There was a woman that ran on, like, she risked jail time so that she could run onto the field. I was talking to a security guard at the Colts game yesterday, and he's like, I said, anybody ever run on the field? He's like, oh, there's this one girl that really liked Andy Dalton. So she got to, like, the 20 before they grabbed her.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah.
They probably should sign her.
Who is that guy that plays?
He got more on the ground than Frank Gore.
That's right.
He's a badass. Guy I'm that kidding. I thought he was is. Really hot.
Oh, Charlie. Clipboard Jesus.
Yeah,
Charlie
Whitehurst.
Just check your history, your internet history. You were looking at him for 20 minutes last
Not
week.
Charlie Whitehurst, the guy that plays for the Titans.
Yeah,
now.
You love him.
Oh,
Mariota.
He was beautiful, man.
Here's Andy Dalton. You don't like this guy?
Why am I? No.
First of all, I know a receding hairline, Tom, is a problem, but Andy's
the opposite.
Is advancing. It's going to cover his face in another couple of years. You wait and see.
He has Eddie Munster.
Who was the guy in the comic in the Bazooka Joe, whatever, that had the wore his collar up to here
Pud.
And had the big
it Pud. Was
Pud?
Yeah.
I guess saying you look like Pud would be
Jimmy Garoppolo
misunderstood.
Is considered Eric Decker of the Jets is considered.
That's Eric Decker, Christine.
No, that wasn't him.
Rob
it was a Titan.
Gronkowski.
Oh, I think you were looking at Eric Decker.
What happened to Clay Matthews?
Clay Matthews,
Norse god.
Yeah, he was attractive. Yeah, he's attractive.
He's got like extra calcification on his forehead from beating his head into.
So I'm unfrozen caveman football player. I have no idea what I'm supposed to do in your world.
So the woman jumped over the barrier.
That's
and
what he said.
Ran
to
out
get
onto
to
the
Andy
field.
Dalton. To,
that's what I'm saying.
Well, judging by the Bengals offensive line, she probably sacked him.
Yeah, that's who's that guy.
Hey, by the way, I had the
Eric Decker. You're right.
The unfortunate circumstance to listen to a little Tony Romo doing color commentary.
Oh yeah, how'd that go?
It is not good. And keep in mind, I'm a Redskins fan for 50 years.
Yep.
But my favorite color commentator is Troy Aikman, so it doesn't have anything to do with Romo was Cowboy. Mm. He's not good.
Give him time. Steep learning curve there.
Did you see Tom Brady on CBS Sunday morning?
I did. That was great.
That was an interesting story.
No.
That was great.
Listen, I saw Tom Brady's kid when his wife and I were in the same hotel doing a movie, and I almost pushed the kid over. That's how much of a Colts fan I am.
Well, okay.
Tom Brady
I understand that,
Colts
but...
Colts fan beat me up.
Tom Brady says he's actually faster... He's faster now
when he was a teenager.
He's faster now at age 40 than he was when he was in high school.
Yes. I don't believe it. That's what he says.
And his eating regimen is,
it's
super strict.
Yeah.
So you got a choice.
And he goes to bed very early.
Is Giselle on that regimen?
Yes, as a matter
of
fact.
Are you trying to say that they ever,
Seriously? There you go. We have a great guest in the studio. He is actor Drew Powell.
Hi.
The show is Gotham, now on Thursdays on Fox, season premiere, 3 or 4 days away. the point being, Drew is here with us, and Drew is well-known as a very fine actor. Although the term character actor, apparently you can't use anymore. I don't know when that started.
Is that right? Yeah, I like character
actor. I just read a big article
you
about
that. You can't say that?
Apparently.
What?
What are you supposed to say?
God knows. I don't know. I think everyone, everything in the world now is... There's
sort of a badge of honor.
That's what I thought. Yeah, Drew's one of those guys you might say when you see him, that guy? That's Drew Powell. And Drew
is... the politically correct term is... actor of character.
Okay. Ooh, thank you very much.
The person first in
the description. Actor with character.
Actor with character.
There you go. The point being...
Isn't actress going out, too?
Yes, that's definitely going
out. Can't say actress anymore?
Nope.
Yeah. She's an actor.
It's hard for me to remember that.
Everything's an actor. Yeah.
Except in the Academy Awards. It'll always be best actor and best actress.
Yeah, it's not going to be best actor one, best actor two.
They can wish for all the equality they want until, Brie Larson is up against Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Well, who knows?
It might become actor of penis and actor of vagina.
It could, yeah.
Yeah, you put
Are you
person...
trying to get back behind
who
the glass?
Who let that go?
First. Are you trying to have... No.
I bet it,
actor with a penis in a drama.
I bet it becomes actor in a female role and actor in a male role.
Yeah. It's
sure,
too complicated.
It could, yeah.
You know what?
We live in a world of equality, and I can attest to that because I was at a place that had a...
here we go.
I'll be delicate here.
Kids in the next room.
No. Christy, you eat at this place a lot, too. In fact, I ran into Greg Hahn there. That should be
I know exactly where you were.
And they have...
they have cream ale.
They have, what do you call it, unisex bathrooms?
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes, they do.
I'd gone in there to wash my hands. It was nothing substantial.
And forgot to lock the door?
No. And as I exited, a elderly woman was coming in. And she went, oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was the ladies' room. And I said, no, it's unisex. And she looked at me like I said something
dirty to her.
She said, do you want sex? That's what she thought you said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want sex?
Super sex.
And that's when I believe I have the soup. And
then, thank you, Chip.
She said,
sorry, Baldy, I'm out.
Masher.
You know what I'm talking about?
Did she yell Masher?
You know where I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, the bathrooms are unisex. And,
I love that there.
Yeah, no problem.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, in fact, I was there a few days ago to prove equality, and a woman came out, and I'll tell you what, apparently she'd eaten a tire.
Oh, my God.
Everybody
pooped.
Couldn't help yourself.
Those are both true stories. Let's move on, shall we? I've had
too much
fun.
We were acting.
We are. We're doing the Bob and Tom Players.
I'm acting.
Sides, as they say, from the show Gotham, which features the very fine actor Drew Powell, and Drew is going to direct this scene. And you have a new director pretty much every week on the show?
Yeah, pretty much. We have a couple of guys that come back, but they never do back-to-back. We'll have a different director every week.
I'm going to reinvent your
If you haven't seen the show, the photography and the sound and the art direction and the acting, everything is just so well done. But it's really artful.
Yeah.
So that's why when we do it, it will be the exact opposite. Just to clarify. Yeah. But you get to direct.
Yep.
Are we going to start with the same page?
Are we going to stay with the same roles?
Do you
feel like it was well cast?
I just spent 6 minutes getting into character.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Can we have any other accent other than the French?
Yes.
I'd go back to the game show guy. Actually,
I'll do English accent. How about that?
Oh,
okay.
God.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Here we go.
Hang on a second. I got to get my head in the right place.
Yeah.
Are you going to let him? You set this up and he'll get in
and
the character.
Mr. Powell? Mr. Powell? A question.
Do you want this to help you direct?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Funny you should mention it.
God!
Oh, my God.
So my question, and this is, I think this is a, directors kind of have different styles. The written word on the page, is that in stone, or are these people allowed
ad-lib?
To make it their own voice?
That's a great point. when you have a megaphone in your hand, you can't not talk into it.
It's
greatest.
Like holding a laser pointer.
Exactly.
They are so great. I love having them.
That's a really great point.
Do you you can't ad-lib on that show.
You can. Yeah.
Really?
Within a certain, I mean, look, on a TV show, you live with this character way longer than anybody else. So they do allow, I mean, some shows are different than others. You know, there's some shows like The Office. When I did The Office, for example, you think that whole thing feels ad-lib, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it? It's not. They not only do they write it, they write alts for different scenes. So there was you had to learn different versions. So, I mean, I'm sure they did ad-lib, but it's not as much as you think. On our show, you know, we have a little bit of leeway to kind of make the scene work for us.
Is there a typical number of times they'll do any given shot with you?
Oh, it just depends. You know, it depends on how hard. Like, I had a shot the other day where... the camera was on this fancy crane and it had to like move as I moved, and it was really tricky technically. Sometimes the cameras are locked off and they're not moving, and it's, you know, we do as many takes as me getting the lines right. But
do you guys have drones on your set?
Not when I've worked, but there is a lot more drones being used.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Now, have you ever had anybody? And you don't have to name names. Has you ever had anybody pad their part?
Oh, yeah.
Like maybe their line is good morning and good morning, sir. I was wondering how was your evening and
it is I, Joel, the UPS driver.
Attaboy, Jimmy. Have a magnificent package for you.
Line?
Would it have something to do with the B story or the
if you have a really long scene with a lot of text that you have to have memorized and you screw it up right toward the end? Do you say something or do you just hang your head and say, sorry, fellas, ladies?
For the most part, there are very few that you have to, unless it's very intricate, that you can just, you're supposed to just keep on going. And I learned that the hard way because I, in my head, it always had to be perfect. So, you know, I was a guest star on some show. I don't even remember what it was. And I screwed up the line. I'm like, I'm so sorry. And they're like, just keep going. You know, because they cut around. They use multiple takes. So, you know this from your acting career. This is, you just keep going. Even though, for me, sometimes it takes me out mentally, so I have to stop because I like to get it right. But
this time with your pants on, Mr. Powell, although we appreciate your new idea.
We appreciate. You know, as the director, you can fire Tom.
Yes. You're going to get
a stand-in
in trouble with some guild, okay?
So okay, sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Once again, the
body, right,
Tom.
I really want to get through this scene. Okay, guys. So, all right, listen. British accent. Yeah, play the music.
Yes, sir.
My note to you, Chrissy, would be do that sexy voice because that has zine written all over it, at least in my brain.
Heck yeah.
And YouTube boys, just keep doing what you're doing. You were perfect.
I say, hey. I say, how's the volume? Oh, lower?
Too low.
Sorry.
All right, everybody, are we ready? Okay. Action!
Oh! Attaboy.
Go, Penguin!
Oh, boner. You know I don't like to be called that. The beating's giving me an erection.
I ad-libbed that.
Yeah, ad-lib is good, by the way.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.
So scary. Oh, wait, no. Ooh.
Just keep going. Just keep going.
Oh, yeah.
So and ooh sounds so much alike.
Keep going.
Scary.
I say, good day. How's everyone doing?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, jeez.
Who are you?
Detective James Gordon, GCPD.
Oh, come with Harvey, huh? Good to know you, James.
Everybody comes with Harvey.
He insists on it.
He's just that good.
You can call me Butch.
You don't look all that butch to me, sweetie.
More of a lipstick.
That's better than I ever did it. I promise you.
More of a lipstick lesbian, if you ask me. Thank you.
Sweetie.
I'm sorry. The detective says, drop the bat.
Oswald and Raoul were just having fun, right, guys?
All in fun.
That's right. No problem. Fun.
So, you're the new guy, huh? How you like Gotham?
I say, it's splendid.
Cut, print, check again.
Yes.
Perfect, ladies and gentlemen.
We probably violated some kind of copyright there. I'm sorry. We apologize
to
the staff.
Please don't fire me. This is a television show, Gotham.
We did forget to make the disclaimer. This was all purely for educational purposes.
Yes,
that's right.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I learned a lot.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Drew getting back to the set? Drew, can I see you for a second?
Were you on a radio show on Monday?
Got word you're on some sort of little radio skit shows.
You want to walk through?
When I get fired, can I come back and work with you guys?
Sure, absolutely. Yes.
There's always room at the sports desk.
I think I'll go by maybe the chief.
That's right.
Can I be the chief?
You could be Chief McGee.
Chief of the chick.
Now, the actual dialogue will be done a lot better, and it's all new dialogue for the new season of Gotham, which begins Thursdays on Fox. How about that? The new evening. And Drew, you can look for Drew in this week's episode. You will be looking for quite a while.
Always one of the fun things about watching the show. You never know who's going to show up when.
That's
awesome.
Right.
I'll be honest. Occasionally, I will fast forward waiting for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm supposed to say
fast forwarding.
I've got to get to sleep. Sorry.
You can stream. What?
It's a wonder you watch anything. I don't know how.
Yeah.
We watch lots of stuff.
Let alone enjoying something.
I've watched more episodes.
You're either falling asleep or fast-forwarding through it. Or
no, let me ask you this.
What movie was it when we were talking about it and you go, well, I
hated that. I fell asleep.
And I go, well, didn't you see the part where this happened?
Oh, you're right. Yes,
and he goes, well, I fell asleep.
This was in a movie theater.
That is BS.
No.
I hated that. No, I'm saying that's BS on his part. Like, I hated that movie. Did you see it? I fell asleep.
Yeah. That's true.
And paid for a ticket and
there was some intricate
asleep.
Plot twist that I slept through. The point being, good. Now, do you and your lovely wife, who I have met, and she is lovely.
She is lovely. She's watching. Hi, babe.
Oh,
hey.
How are you?
Oh, hi.
Do you guys have a show that you watch together? Because there's a new thing out there. It's called Cheating on Your Wife that involves you watch a show like you're at the hotel doing something. You're out of town, and then you come back, and she goes, well, we've got to watch another episode of Ozark. We're on episode 3. You've watched the next 3, and you go, oh, I can't wait.
And something really surprising happens, and you just sit there.
Busted. No, it's a negotiation. No. Like for Ozark was exactly the one. I was like, okay, listen. I got to work. You can watch this episode because then I'll watch that episode on the plane. And then we'll be caught up. Like,
cool.
You got to negotiate.
There you go.
Okay, sure. Absolutely.
So, now, what shows have you been watching together the last few years?
That's a good question. I used to love Sunday night because it was Sopranos night. Then what else was on? There was like 3 things on in a row that we watched. We loved Lost back in the day.
Me too.
Veep, we love. We watched that together.
Winner of a bunch of Emmys yesterday.
Yes,
including,
it was.
What is it, 6 in a row?
Did Julia win?
Yeah.
Sixth in a row.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she did win.
She did. Six in a row?
Yep. Yeah, 6 in a row.
I think it's
a record. Yeah.
I think so.
I heard him say the record. I just couldn't.
So, what more reason? Now, lately, we've been doing The Americans, which I think is one of the best shows
on
TV.
I've heard that's great. I got to put that in my list. There's just too many. I don't know.
That's it. That's true.
I think the season was very disappointing.
I don't want to send out.
This is the last season, right?
This one coming out.
So, it'll be good.
She tied Cloris Leachman for 6. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cloris Leachman.
Most Emmys won by an individual.
He was my boyfriend.
We're cutting Young Frankenstein. You ever seen Young Frankenstein?
Oh, yeah, for sure. In fact, there's a little bit of Young Frankenstein somewhere in Solomon Grundy.
Cool.
You just watch for it. Yeah.
I heard you. Are
you going to do Pitting on the Ritz?
Have they done a stage musical of Young Frankenstein?
Yes, they did. It was not nearly as successful as the producers, but it was was done.
So are you and your wife currently watching something? Is it Ozark?
It's Ozark. We never miss the John Oliver show. And
do you watch your show together?
She doesn't care about my show.
Of course
not. What do you mean she doesn't care about
me? I can see you right here.
Like, that's 22 episodes. That's a big commitment.
Well, Christy, tell me that in your life, and I don't want to be mean here, but let's just say recently you and some companion of yours,
mm-hmm.
and did you say, did you hear the show this morning? And they go, no. And then you notice after a while that every time you go, hey, Drew, this thing, we had a great guest from Drew Powell. And I wasn't listening. Mm. You ever get that?
Yeah, I guess.
What? These are on.
Okay, sorry. Because I've never experienced
that. She knows. You're talking about her.
Okay, now we have another experiment, the Bob and Tom Players, since we're here.
What?
We have another show?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Now, it's
getting better and better.
A double feature?
Well, oh. I can't possibly.
Drew Powell did so well directing that first episode that we are going to do a different show, I think. Do we have the scripts
ready? Yeah, let's see if.
Have you cast this, Dean?
We haven't, but I think it'll be pretty easy.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is what show? This is not Gotham Thursdays on Fox Television?
No, this is another show that Drew is associated with, but this is back to the original Bonanza.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
We got a right to pick a little fight bonanza. If anyone fights any one of us, he's going to fight all three.
Yeah. That scared me.
Yeah, I jumped a little too.
Now, let's explain. Drew, the reason I mentioned Bonanza earlier is because...
I played a young Hoss Cartwright.
And didn't you film that in Australia or
That's where I met my wife. Remember that, sweetheart? It was going great.
Aww.
And you played Hoss Cartwright. And you're a big guy. You probably grew up wearing the Husky jeans.
Oh, I hated that. I was so angry. Why would they do that? Why would they call him Husky?
I know.
They could call him anything. I got so mad when my mother bought the Husky.
They could have called him anything.
Anything. Husky? Really?
Do they still do that?
I don't know.
Have they left that name behind?
I hope so.
Okay, so this... Is this an actual script?
Yeah, it's an actual script. Now,
did I get the right part?
Yeah, you get to be Hoss.
Heck yeah.
I'm gonna be Hoss.
Yep. Yeah. Tom gets to be Ben Cartwright, the dad, because it has the fewest lines.
Okay, perfect. Shouldn't I be Little Joe?
Well, I was gonna make you Little Joe, but then I made you Adam because I thought that's funny.
Thanks.
I'm Little Joe.
Adam had what might be termed the worst toupee in the history of television.
No, next to Lauren Green, next to yours, Ben.
Oh.
Remember his?
Yeah, they were both pretty bad.
It was a totally different color.
Michael Landon always looked like he'd just come from the hairdresser from little salon on the prairie.
That's right.
Had beautiful locks.
He had the coif.
You know, he wet the bed. Mm-hmm.
As the casting director, I would give you guys, if you guys want to swap parts, you could.
I want to swap.
If you're feeling
I want to be Little Joe.
You don't look like Little Joe.
Well, listen, I'm the director here. I'll be the judge. So we're going to do it. We'll do a pass. This is basically an audition, guys.
Do we need the Bonanza music?
Do we have a setup for the scene?
I think you get to set the scene with that. Yeah, so this is what these guys are.
They're too loud.
It's a little loud.
Tonight on NBC In Color, it's Bonanza.
We find Ben Cartwright and his three sons there. At home by the hearth, worried about this Nellie, what's her name? She's in her somewhere.
Netta,
there we go.
Yeah.
Oh, she invented the pot.
The
Netta pot?
That's
yes.
Netty.
Ah.
That's Netty.
sorry.
That's a tease, isn't it? Never mind.
They don't know who invented pot.
I don't know.
I didn't read ahead. I don't have any idea what's happening.
No, that's good. We want it fresh.
Absolutely. Could our director start directing?
Go with your gut. All right, ready?
Action.
Oh, is this me?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know, Pa. She seemed all right, but she was acting kind of nervous-like.
Our shot pulls back and adjusts to include the rest of the Cartwrights in the midst of a family conference. Adam shows some of the marks of his beating.
You mean her not letting you in the house?
That and, well, it's just something you feel. If I didn't know Netta so well, I'd say...
Sorry about
that. I'd say she wanted to get rid of me.
If you weren't feeling so much, why didn't you take a good look around the place?
Little brother, I've been kicking myself.
I think we all better take...
I've been doing something else to myself.
Excuse me.
We are sitting in a circle.
This is
the worst.
I don't know if Joe is that little.
Why is there a piece of bread in the center of the circle?
So Ned has attacked Adam?
I think we'd better all take a good look around her place.
You are the worst!
I'll bet there's a bunch of sex toys. Adam?
Suits me fine. I'm getting tired of being an invalid.
Adam, I'd rather you stayed here.
But, Pa...
With Captain Bolton and the deserters still in this area, we shouldn't leave the house unguarded.
All right, I'll hold the fort.
None of
the graduates.
I just gave it away. Drew is one of the featured performers. In Gotham, now on Thursdays on the Fox Television Network. And no Batman in Gotham yet.
Well, yes, there is.
No. There, look, I saw a little teaser.
That's the cool part about the show. He's a little boy. And actually, the
not
butler.
So little.
The butler's a badass.
Oh, he's a badass. Yeah. And he's that dude is legit the coolest guy in the world. Like, his dad was Doctor Who. His name's Sean Pertwee. His dad was the third Doctor, John Pertwee. He grew up in Ibiza. His mother was a German model. He's best friends with Jude Law.
He's in one of the best werewolf movies of all time.
Oh,
Dog Soldiers.
Dog Soldiers, yeah. He is a dashing man about town. Whenever you're out with that guy.
So that's his real accent?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's something. That? He's one of those guys that can wear a scarf and get away with it.
Yes.
Okay, love a man in a scarf.
I bet he couldn't get away with this next news story. Christy just showed me a picture.
Sometimes less is more.
Do you have the picture?
Yeah, there's a new sweater that Calvin Klein debuted Fashion Week in New York City that just happened last week. It's part of their 2017 fall collection. It's the sleeves-only sweater that has an invisible bodice.
Wait a minute. An invisible bodice?
Yes.
Is it not existent?
Now, when they show the ladies with it on, you can see their boobs completely.
Yeah.
That's not a printed on.
No. That's their
body.
It's like you can see through the body of it, but then it has wool sleeves on it.
The garment is called the multicolor wool cheerleader sweater.
Guess how much?
Wool sleeves,
so it's not just the sleeves
attached to sheer fabric.
And the bodice is just, you have to believe it's there.
It's just completely sheer.
Yeah.
So it looks like you're wearing just two
sleeves.
Very heavy sweater sleeves.
Well, like, it makes sense, like two leg warmers.
They almost look like Letterman jackets.
Yeah, that's why they call it the cheerleader sweater.
Guess how much, Josh?
What would you pay for that?
I'm sure
$1,000.
$1,000.
Yeah, they probably want something
$1,650.
Oh, I was closest.
Currently sold out online. In Montreal, it was $2,000. You could still get it on the Barney's website, though, for $1,150 if you really absolutely have to. You can't
wear
it.
Where could you wear that?
But that's high fashion. My wife took her mother last week to Fashion Week to one of those shows, and she was like, there were a lot of people with very little clothing on. I mean, at a fashion show, that's kind of how it goes. Yeah,
Christy showed me one last week that was so utterly ridiculous.
The vagina dress?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was a dress, that had cloth, I mean, like the color. It was called the vagina dress.
Yeah.
Had multiple, what would you call them, like cloth sculptural.
Vaginas on it, yeah.
Mommy parts.
I can pull that up for you.
What?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's for
natural beauty.
Well, it's, in the privacy of one's own home, maybe.
No.
but
I don't want to be one who uses the word one.
I don't want to walk down the street wearing,
Yeah, but you mentioned when you said it looks like leg warmers, except on the arms.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can see through the top. So
we call those gun warmers.
Here we go. Vagina-themed collection. It's a Berlin brand. It was debuted at,
Fashion Week.
Fashion Week. So see, it looks like a nice traditional blazer, but the blazer is actually labia.
Yes.
Can I
say
that?
Both majora and menorah.
Oh, yes.
Well, when it's time for Hanukkah, you get the menorah.
Not that kind of.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, Lordy.
Could they do some legs-only pants? Same concept where it's just.
It's chaps. Aren't those chaps?
Legs just.
What? Legs-only.
Pants. In other words, they'd
go
up.
There's no
latches. They'd go up to your thigh.
Well, that would be chaps.
They would be chaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did chaps have a front?
They have a buckle in the front.
Chaps only have a front.
No, chaps.
They have a buckle in the front to keep them on around the waist.
No, but legs-only pants, they would completely stop at the upper thigh.
Those are called thigh-high boots.
The front part of the chaps.
Yeah, essentially, they would look like
thigh-high
boots.
Yeah, that's what they would be.
We'll have to put this picture up. It's very hard to imagine what we're talking about, but imagine a sweater that only has sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's weird.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, very nice. Well,
different strokes for different folks.
Sure, yeah, wear what you want, but...
Now, I assume they take the rest of the sweater and sell that as a poncho.
Okay, yeah, they could.
Yes, they could.
Sure.
They got it somewhere. It's,
right.
It's like, when you buy chicken wings, they had to use the rest of the chicken somewhere. just saying. We have to review what we learned in today's show. I can do it pretty quickly.
Right.
We learned that Drew Powell will be a featured performer once again on this season of Gotham on Thursday evenings.
Thursday,
ladies and gentlemen.
Thursday 8 o'clock.
On the Fox
can't wait, Drew.
Thanks, man. It's going to be great. Trust
me. Set your gizmo thing to record.
The gizmo thing.
Whatever you call that now. It's not a... What is it now? It's the thing on your...
DVR.
Thank you very much.
TiVo.
And let's see. Lots of interesting shows won Emmys last night. Many of them very deserving. It's just that I haven't heard of a whole whole bunch of them. It's hard to watch that much TV. Chrissy says there's a new study out saying if you watch 4 hours straight of television every night, it's going to kill you.
It could.
Well, it increases your chance.
You got to get up and walk around a little bit.
It's National Cheeseburger Day. Let's die eating cheeseburgers.
Oh, what? Is it?
Yes.
Check out the videos on the Bob and Tom app. We've got the kiddie pool full of mayonnaise a guy dives into. And that little doggy at Boise State that runs out and picks up the kicking tee. God, is that funny. This is the Bob and Tom Show.